can organizations start embedding some of these critical skills around unlearning? How do we empower entrepreneurs everywhere, people that are watching or listening to these or reading about this? What is it that you'd suggest we do, or yes, how do you help entrepreneurs to embed some of the critical skills of unlearning?
We are talking a lot about two things, tool set and mindset. And the two things have to go hand in hand. I would be encouraging any entrepreneur to be learning to problem to solution. So solution problemming and problemming solution. So to know how to work from a problem to a solution and from a solution to a problem. There are different methods for each. I'm really conscious of the law of instrument bias that I mentioned. I don't believe any organization should have a single methodology, as I said. So I think that in itself is a way of staying in an unlearning mindset. So without trying to embrace everything out there, I would encourage entrepreneurs to have a toolbox, to know what their toolbox does and where a tool is blunt and where it's sharp and what it's good for, but to really be checking that they are able to think both ways. I'm sharing the power of function follows form and accidental innovation. But I believe that you've got to have that agility, that intellectual agility to do both. So that would be a really, really strong message for me: do both. Know how to do both, have the tool set and mindset to be constantly checking that. Be aware of bias. Bias, you know, be aware, wake up to it, be waving it constantly. And as I said, there are at least 38 of them, 36, 38 of them or so, that are affecting our ability to innovate. So learn about them, be exposed to them, think about how you can work against them. Our office space, our workspace is so full of paradoxes and biases and mixed messages and so on. These are the things we've got to be challenging all the time. In terms of really embedding, once you've embraced and chosen these tool sets and mindsets, I really believe that you've got to be working with a really nice mix and fuse both results and skill-based type workshops. Sometimes you're training people, sometimes you're just going for getting runs on the board. And that's going to help people understand what those tools bring. And then I think most organizations and most entrepreneurs are working with some sort of framework or agenda, and they're trying to put all the pieces together and form a clever puzzle. And it's always going to be very fit to purpose, and it should be. And in fact, we've never seen two frameworks alike, and they shouldn't be, because each organization's got its own sort of flavor. So we really encourage organizations to have a mix of results, sort of a focus on results, a focus on skills. And when I say skills, I'm saying mindset and tool set, structures, and then the sort of leadership communication piece and measurement. Whatever they're doing, measure it and put in measures of bias, put in measures of how are we going on the courage piece and the risk taking. There are some beautiful examples out there of organizations that are awarding risk taking. And we know that this risk bias and this bias against, you know, taking risk is a tricky one. And how many organizations are being told to think differently or innovate, but there is an underlying punishment for any risk that's been taken. So these are the inbuilt biases that we need to be checking for and countering in these frameworks that we're building.
Now, thanks so much, Rach. So if I just summarize some of your closing comments around in this space of innovation, things we continue to be challenged and things continue to change. So it's critically important to have both the tool set and the mindset to be able to drive the how you talked about the solution and the problem and how we need to be looking at it both ways. Not just what's the problem, what's the solution, but the other way around as well. You stress the point about not having a single methodology, but more having a tool set and understanding when you need to use what and how important it is to really, for us to really be able to embed this, have also the skill based and the training and understanding, you know, how do you design something that is fit for purpose rather than just using the same tools again and again. And then at the end, you talked about how we need to be really focused on results. And the measurement. How are we going to go about measuring bias? Certainly the risk aversion is one that will be dealt in quite a bit of detail in another one of the topics and interviews. But how are we going about rewarding risk and really challenging this? And I think even from the beginning, you said, just be aware, be very aware of the biases and measuring it. So before we close off the interview, we're getting towards the end of the conversation. Obviously, I really want to thank you for all your insights, the examples.
If it were easy, I think everyone would be doing a brilliant job, and I certainly wouldn't be needed. But yeah, it's a tough and exciting space. And I think we entrepreneurs who were the rebels of before and who've become these, I think, very powerful, very empowered people in an organization. I think we have a beautiful role, and I just suggest to everybody to really look around and look at the alternatives, the alternative tool sets, mindsets to enable that even further.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Rachel. I think you said something just in your closing comments, how skills will shift mindsets.
Yeah.
And when we think of all the conversation about unlearning and, you know, being aware of biases and supporting people across the organization in very different levels to really bust or, you know, address the fixed mindset that is really blocking in many organizations innovation. It's quite profound to see that these skills, the unlearning of some, you know, the unlearning can be actually developed by learning different skills that help us really unearth some of that.
I think that's a beautiful line. I think unlearning can be learnt is beautiful. I think that's what we should be saying here. We are saying innovation is a skill, not an art, and we're saying unlearning can absolutely be learnt. Learn it.
Now, that's just the most beautiful way to close this conversation. We're probably just coming close to an hour. So I really want to thank you again for your time, for your wisdom, for your insights. And, you know, hopefully this will really help many entrepreneurs worldwide to bring something new to their tool set. And like you said, just have another thing that they can use when they're facing the challenge of driving change and innovation from within. Thank you so much, Rachel.
My pleasure, Jeanette. All the best.
Cheers. Bye.